Abby is gone, but Chloe and Lorianne Gibson are in, so stay tuned for Dance Moms.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Dances.
Oh yeah,
right. Yes, James.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to James.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We're talking Dance Mom Season 7, Episode 17. My name is Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS, and I'm here with my lovely co-host.
Yeah.
Whoa. Second
I'm
part.
Starting awesome. It again.
Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Nicola Finn, and you can find me pretty much anywhere at Nicola Finn.
I'm Becca Brown. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Woo. Okay, so we're talking season 7, episode 17, Out with Abby, In with Chloe, part 1.
Right. Yeah.
That was an exciting episode. Indeed. So much drama.
Well, just Chloe's name in itself is exciting. Right.
I know, the fact that she's in it, it's like, woo,
yeah,
she's back.
We can't wait to talk about this.
It's like Chloe's Dance Moms season 1 again, minus the Maddie part, but hey. Chloe's back.
She it's like a little back. Reunion, but uh-huh. she's
but
just
not a reunion.
Yeah. But not a reunion.
No, not how we want it.
Not how she wants it.
So we start off this episode with Lorianne Gibson coming into the studio. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about her?
I like her. Yeah. I was going to say love, but I went for like, but love too. Love.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, she seems a little very out there and very... kind of not mean, but like tough love, like they said.
Yeah, like Abby.
Yeah,
No, I thought it was funny though, because when she was like saying what she's all about to the moms, I was like, this conversation is going on for like 10 minutes. And then one of the moms is like, that was like, she's cool, but she's exhausting to listen to. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so it's not just me who was like, has this been going on for, like, half the episode? This conversation about, like, this is how I train kids. This is how, like, this is my, how I go about doing everything, coaching, blah, blah, blah. I was like, she can go on and on.
Yeah. But she's name-dropping.
She is.
Was name-dropping.
Sure, yeah,
was,
but, you know, but for, cool people. For fair
Beyonce,
reasons.
Beyonce, right. Lady Gaga, Katy Perry,
yeah,
Demi Lovato.
Demi,
oh, no big deal.
Like, oh, great. You continue to name-drop.
Right. No, it was good to show just, off.
Yeah,
like, that
it was.
Good.
It really built up her credibility.
Even I was like, I want this one, too. I want her to teach me. I was like, come on.
Yeah, no, and while she was talking, I was getting chills. I was like, you are such a great motivational
speaker.
Yeah.
I was like, dang. She
yeah, I
really
felt like I could do
crowd.
Anything, right?
Exactly. I was like, I'm not there, but I could honestly, like, dance my ass off.
Yeah.
I feel like it's funny from the previews that we saw last week, she seemed so much more strict than she actually was. Like, they made her out to be mean based on commercials, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, yeah. No, I wasn't expecting the heart to be there, but it was like, yeah.
I was expecting like, worse than Abby.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but, she kind of was, I felt, on one maybe section, like one... I was trying to think which kid
think
it was.
The Kindle thing was harsh.
Kendall,
yeah, that
but
was,
it was good.
That was harsh.
I think that Kindle thing got her, like, I think it raised her self-esteem a little bit in that moment.
Mm-hmm. I think
because
so too.
She was like, no, like, she was, like, telling herself that she wasn't lazy, and she's not. She just, like, I think she had to convince herself, and that's where... she was getting it at the
and I think she had to call her out
to herself
too, for that.
She has no confidence. She needs to build that confidence.
Ooh,
but the one part that I was like, ooh, was when she like told someone was like, don't interrupt me or something, that I think it was
Kalani's mom.
No, Kalani, when she like asked her about a certain move, and then she was like, don't ask me questions yet. And I was like,
Okay. No questions.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll just do
ma'am.
It wrong then.
Exactly. Huh?
Great.
No,
I didn't have questions anyways.
What did you guys think of when she asked everybody if Abby has ever brought them down?
I thought that was, you know, kind of stepping on Abby's toes mm-hmm. a bit, but I felt like it needed to be said because I felt like the kids were kind of, okay, I think this is our, you know, this is our time to kind of speak up now.
I thought it was funny that Liliana raised her hand.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you've been with Abby for, like, what? Like, a year? Yeah. And you're also, like, 8 years old. Yeah. How much could she have held you back?
I really felt like I felt for Nia when she was talking about how hard it was. And how, like, she didn't want to show her emotions, but, I mean, she ended up doing
it. As soon as her mom went, go on, yeah. let go, I was like, okay.
But at the same time, Nia's chosen to stay with Abby yeah. over the years. Like, she could have been like, no, I don't want to do this show anymore. No, like, follow this studio around as I compete against the ALDC. Mm. But no, she stayed on Abby's team.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that's partly due to, like, her having friends on the team. But at the same time, like, if she's helped Nia a lot, so.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
So there was no pyramid today. And tonight's
episode. I felt like there was something missing. I'm like, you brought it to my attention.
The competition.
Yeah, the pyramid and the competition, there was none. But Miss Gibson did say that there was going to be a group performance and 3 solos. And the group performance is titled Judgment Day. Judgment. Talk about judgment.
The shade.
And so while they were, like, doing the dance and stuff, we kind of talked about how, like, she made Kendall kind of break down and, you know, get out of her shell. Mm-hmm. Which it was good. It was good for her.
She made Kendall come to terms with the fact that she needs to be pushed a little more.
Mm-hmm. And so we went to Chloe, and now Chloe is back.
Chloe!
With the rivals, though. Yeah,
the rivals. But I actually like her teacher.
I know.
I like her teacher.
Yeah, she was a nice version. Like, she was really nice when I saw the little clip.
We've seen her before, and I've liked her before even, too. Yeah. So, I get there's competition, so there's going to be, the producers are going to want to, like, have the drama between Abby and her. But she seems chill.
Yeah.
And she seems to want the best for Chloe, so.
Yeah, she does. And, like, there was a moment where she said, I'm glad there's somebody who actually cares about, like, how I'm performing and stuff. And I was like, wow.
Ooh, this was like a strike. Yeah. The end of a strike.
Yeah, but Chloe hasn't danced for 2 years.
I know.
And Christy's reaction to her falling out of her,
like a typical, yeah, like mom, like,
still good.
She was still amazing. But
I was like, that was like her first time. Like, she'll get it.
She's fantastic. Like, right? I can't even deal with how fantastic she is. She's 20,000 times better than me.
I know.
Yeah.
Me too.
And me too.
So.
But Ms. Gibson, going back to them and their 3 solos, she doesn't know how to pick them. So what does she do?
Ooh, I liked
that. Oh, I loved watching them freestyle. I thought Ellie was going to get a solo, to be honest, based on her reaction with Ellie.
Yeah. All of them deserve solos. I mean, they just came out of nowhere. It was just like,
Lily's back tuck scared me as much as it scared her mom.
I was like, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. All these, like, somersaults and gymnastic things. It was like, woo.
I know, but they were all like, how was that a freestyle? I felt like they practiced that beforehand.
I mean, they practice freestyle. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
That they're so familiar with freestyle and they're such great dancers that it just comes naturally to them. Mm-hmm. When they hear the music, they're like, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this. Like, I know enough dance moves to improv.
Yeah. Right. They could have won the competition just doing the freestyle.
Exactly.
Like,
just
do a
freestyle.
Just do a freestyle. Win.
Yes. I'm impressed.
I was so impressed. Like, when they were doing all those somersaults, I mean, Lorianne's reaction was just like, yeah, that's me. I was like, no, don't do that. Don't.
She was like,
break a leg.
These kids are good.
I know. She was like, there's so much talent in that room, and they're really, really is.
Ridiculous.
I think they just wanted to show off. Like, this is their moment to shine.
Yeah, it's
Lorianne
Gibson.
You know.
Like, you have to. She's an A-list choreographer.
Exactly.
Emmy winning.
You gotta show off. Yeah. I think all the kids actually were showing off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're like, this is a new dance teacher. Like, let's impress this let's impress her. So I'm the one who gets solos every week from here on out.
And she has so many connections out in the industry for them to, like, if they showcase, like, their talents, it's like, you might want to come work with me.
Right. Right? Exactly, exactly.
So Miss Gibson gave 3 solos out to Macy, Nia, and Cameron.
I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. I was too.
By who got solos.
What
I was way off.
I was way same, off, definitely.
But I felt like I noticed that it was the 3 people that Abby hardly gives any solos.
I think so, excited at the same time.
Yeah, like Macy hardly gets any solos. Neither does Nia or Cameron anymore.
No. Yeah, Nia doesn't get enough attention, to be honest. Like, she deserves to get more attention from Abby. As she said, she's been there since she was 3 years old. Like, come on, Abby.
Give her more attention.
There's a reward for loyalty.
So
I mean, I don't care what her mom did with her music. That doesn't relate to her dance.
No. Exactly.
No. Yeah, that's true, guys. I think probably it was the 3, I don't want to say weak links, but kind of the ones she really wanted to push. Yeah. She wanted to push them up.
Yes.
And I'm glad Miss Gibson decided to do them
she
3.
She did. Yeah.
Macy has a hip-hop routine, Nia has a modern, and Cameron has a contemporary.
Yeah. So interesting dance styles, too.
Yes.
I know.
It's different dance styles.
It's different, right?
Because I'm interested to see Macy's full hip-hop routine.
I am, too.
To see if the choreography is better than Abby's.
I get all excited about hip-hop.
Because I feel like the choreography is going to be better than Abby's.
Definitely.
Abby's strength is not choreographing hip-hop.
Yeah,
it's mostly lyrical, and I mean, I guess contemporary and jazz. But
and Macy's like a secret weapon for hip hop. Like,
she's
when
so
she was
good
practicing her routine. She was hitting those
just
moves.
Just practicing.
Yeah, and I was like, "You're practicing? Like, this is practice?"
So, yeah, no, she's ridiculous.
I know,
and I feel like she underestimates herself still.
Definitely.
Like, which adds a whole other level she could get to as far as her hip-hop dancing.
Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that, like, Miss Gibson, like, got in there and was, like, dancing. I mean, she could be with them dancing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was just like, woo, it was just like...
She can choreograph.
Oh,
The only complaint I had about this episode, real quick, is I was watching and I'm like, why isn't Gia there?
I know.
Because
she had, Miss Gibson had her own dance assistant.
But at the same, like, Gia could have been there.
At least to give a hand.
I think she felt outed. Mm-hmm. I think she felt shut out. And I think she thought, okay, you'll miss me.
Yeah, exactly.
I love her. She doesn't get enough attention. She, like, no one appreciates her on the show. There needs to be, like, a Gia Appreciation Day.
Definitely.
Where it's just, like, let's have an episode where Gia is in it the whole time, choreographs everything, you see her choreographing everything, you see her training the girls, being great with the girls, because, I don't know.
Yeah, because as much as I love Miss Gibson, I kind of wish this week it would have been Gianna.
Gia.
And then, you know, maybe next week would have been her, but... Or maybe next week could be Gia, you know?
Maybe. Yeah. We hope so.
There's a part 2 to this episode.
Yes.
Yeah,
there
so
is maybe,
a part 2.
You know,
or in 2 weeks after.
Right.
2 weeks, yes.
Let's maybe hope. Crossing our fingers.
Let's hope.
Gia needs some attention on
she
the
does.
Show.
But on to the moms. So they were looking at articles about Abby's sentencing. And again, it got canceled. And it got pushed back.
I was watching the episode going, I remember this week. We were, like, all talking about it here. And we were like, the sentencing got pushed back. Is she really going to go to jail? Are they going to get her, like, out of jail and figure out a way to get her out and not ever be in, like, not have her found guilty for this? Mm-hmm. But
and so it got pushed back because she's going to Cancun.
Right, they were like, she's going where?
So it's like, she's taking on more vacations.
You can imagine her, like, just laying there with a deck chair and, like, drinking a cocktail.
I'm imagining with the straw. Yeah. And, like, in the little umbrella in the drink.
Kicking back.
We need to find
unfold.
A photo of paparazzi.
Oh, yeah, we'd love that.
It'd be so funny. I can see it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to dream about this.
These big sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. But Nia's solo is called No Regrets.
I liked this one.
I like the title.
Yeah.
I know, No Regrets.
Because I think Miss Gibson kind of... What I said earlier, I think that's what she's getting at. Like, you chose to stay with Abby. Don't have regrets about it. Mm-hmm. Don't look back and be like, I could have done this differently. I could have done this differently. Because in the end, like, what happened made her who she is.
Exactly.
It's like, told me I couldn't. Yeah, it did. Told me I couldn't, but I did. Yeah. And that was it, wasn't it? She's like, but I did.
And Miss Gibson was so hands-on.
Yeah.
I loved it.
She was like behind her
and like, your arm. And she's like, she's not coming to help you. And I was like, she's talking about Abby.
Yeah. Well, she cared.
Yeah.
She does.
She cared and you truly saw it because she wasn't just sitting there. Okay, next.
Yeah.
Next. I mean, I did get anxious about the group dance when they were talking about the group dance though.
Yeah. But Macy... Next solo.
Yeah.
Hers is called Black Sheep.
And that was interesting.
The moms had a lot to say about that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
What did you guys think?
They were going for the odd one out.
Yeah.
It was
so was her mom.
Yeah, but a lot of the moms were saying that, oh no, well, Macy always gets the opportunities and stuff. But I didn't agree with that because I'm like...
Does she?
I'm like, she hardly dances.
No. Yeah.
And if she's in the group dance, she has a small part.
She does.
She's not like
she
one
doesn't
of them.
Really
yeah.
fit. Because yeah. no one yeah. else is like her height.
Right.
She's like in the middle of yeah. everyone.
Yeah, she is the black sheep.
She definitely is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Poor Macy, yeah. I know, I'm excited to see that one.
I know.
She's going to come out and come fight in and just show us what she's got.
I know. I'm so excited for that.
Shout out to Jaylen real quick in the chat.
Hey.
Who's commenting and like saying all the thoughts about Christine Chloe.
Woo! Oh my goodness. I can't wait to talk about
that. The OGs.
Et cetera, et cetera. Holly. Holly's
reading your comments and they're very interesting.
Ooh, read some out.
Well, the Christy Chloe thing... It's like I agree with the end. Christy was being savage.
Well, now that we're there, let's just talk
about
it.
Okay.
So
at the competition,
yeah, competition.
It ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it felt like Bring It On. Like the
they were both like coming in, and it's like they just
like
were just
film.
Right. They were right in front of each other.
It was in front of the kids, though.
I know.
Like, but timing.
It was so funny because they had like a shield, like the others had a shield. You know, our team, they didn't have a shield.
They were just standing there.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, pick a better time to pick your fight.
I feel like both the sides are trying to show up too.
Right. And Lorianne was in the middle and she was just like,
she's like, what is going on?
She's like, who's the lady in the red coat? When she said that, I was like, how do you not know who Christy is?
Right. Yeah, I'm like, did you not watch Dance Moms season one through five?
Season one through four? She's not a fan?
Exactly.
Like, how'd you get on the show?
Right.
What is happening?
But what do you guys think? Do you guys think that Jill started the fight?
I think Jill was
Jill
ready.
Jill always starts the fight.
Because, she was ready.
Yeah,
without
like,
knowing.
Yeah, she started it by saying, who's a studio hopper now?
She picks...
That was it.
Well, I think the producers really get to Jill, to be honest, because we know this whole show is run by producers, run by what the producers tell the moms to say. And it's like, there's probably some producer behind the scene going, so what do you think of Christy going to another studio besides ALDC. Mm-hmm. And that's probably how she responded. And then Christy's like, what?
Yeah, and she had her sunglasses, those rose gold sunglasses. I was just like, you know, she was ready to fight Hollywood style.
I found it sad when Christy was talking about how, like, no one called Chloe. And I was like, I'm not sure what to believe.
Right. Yeah.
Because I want to believe that Kendall called.
I think she was desperate. I want to believe it too. I think Kendall did because Kendall was crying. So yeah, I think.
And Chloe didn't even like really reply.
No, Chloe didn't really reply. But I mean, it's always the girls who are like, shh.
Yeah.
Shut up, not the time.
Mom.
Excuse me. Mom. Please get out of this conversation. No more arguing with people.
And then Chrissy called Kendall a liar, which I thought was pretty low to call her a liar, because it's like, how do you know 100%? Like, maybe there was
kid
like
a liar.
Yeah, and like she might have maybe tweeted stuff, or I don't know where she said she had like the proof, but it's like she's right there.
Where's the proof? You don't.
We need the proof. Yeah, there was a lot of history going on there. It was like a history lesson.
It was Dance Moms history. There's gonna be a book.
Yeah, Dance Moms 101.
This is like in a you know the book. We're just like, what did they say?
It's gonna be added to school curriculum.
Right. I know.
In high school, and it's gonna be like, definitely. Here's Dance Moms history. We're gonna pause for a sec. Let's take a break from the U.S. history
and go into Dance Moms.
Yeah, go into Dance Moms because that's more important.
It was.
I really felt bad for the girls, though, for Chloe and Kendall. Yeah. I like there was a scene where Chloe, like Kendall, had passed by and Chloe, like just looked at her without saying anything. Oh my god! That.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen Chloe. Is it Chloe?
Chloe does it.
Uh-huh. And I love that. I'm like, it's Kendall and Chloe, the last one. And like, oh, their friendship was so cute.
Yeah, it was.
You know, and it's like, that was really, like, I watched that and then I watched the episode and I was like, you know.
Like what happened between that?
What? It was a jump, like a huge jump. Like, and they just like get Smarties again, or like it's not Smarties, that's English, sorry, like M&Ms, and like, you know, do the thing that they did, the challenge, the M&M challenge.
Well, Leslie on the chat says, I think Jill should understand that Chloe wants to dance and can't go back to Abby's, just let it be, which I agree with, because one, if she went back to Abby's, Abby would have it out for her mom and totally ruin like any chance Chloe had in the dance industry as a professional. Mm. I feel like, and probably sabotage.
Yeah. Her. I think it'd just be so much more drama and pressure again to how it used to be.
Be pressure for Chloe.
Yeah, definitely.
It would, yeah.
But, I mean, based on some stuff that I'm sure everyone's seen
Everybody knows now. Yeah.
She's gonna.
She's hopefully gonna come back.
Yeah.
Because even when she was at the other studio in this episode, where she, like, broke down.
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking about how, I want to dance with my family.
That was so sad.
Yeah, and how, like, they were like, I don't chant, I do a handshake.
That broke my
heart.
It broke my heart,
too. And the little flashback, I was like,
That honestly, like, broke me down. I was in tears.
So cute.
That was,
I want her just to use the handshake again with them girls.
Yeah. Yes, with all the girls, including Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie, make your return to dance
moms.
I know you just
left.
I want Maddie and Kinsey back so bad.
Oh,
I love
Kinsey.
They should come back.
They probably will, right?
Yeah. I follow Kinsey on Instagram, and, like, the girl has grown up so much.
Wow.
And I'm like, remember when you were, like, 6 and eating, and, like, that's all you were doing?
And her cute little dances.
Aww.
I miss that.
The little, like, acro dances.
Wow, yeah.
Yes. But
I felt like Chloe, like, she didn't feel part of that group, and it just, like, broke my heart
for her to
be there, and all of the other girls, like, knew each other and stuff, and she was, like, trying to fit in.
She was
in.
Like, this is how I felt with the ALDC.
Yeah. And then when they gave the sweater.
Oh, yeah, at the Dazzy Inn.
Yeah. That was
in front of everybody.
Everyone. That was cringe. That was, like, horrible. She's like, thank you.
I know. That was, like, so sad.
I don't see her lasting long with this new team.
No.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I guess
switches soon.
I think, though, correct me on the chat if I'm wrong, but was this the studio? What studio did Chloe go to when she wasn't doing competitive dance? for the past 2 years. Because I know she continued dance, but mm-hmm. she didn't do it competitively. Yeah. But she posted YouTube videos and stuff. Huh. Someone in the chat, let me know. I'm going to look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, because I don't remember. Because I thought she wasn't even dancing for 2 years.
Well, she was dancing. She would just, like, post, like, little YouTube videos. Because she has a YouTube channel. She's basically a YouTuber right now.
Wow.
So. Oh, yeah, and with Chloe Does It, too.
Right, and that as well.
Yes.
She's everywhere.
I know.
We love it.
I don't know what dance studio it was, but I'm assuming someone on the chat's going to know at some point.
Yes. If you guys know, let Becca know.
Yes, let us know.
Yes.
But any other last thoughts on before we get on to predictions?
Ooh.
It was a very intense show.
It was. Even though drama. There was no competition and, like, no pyramid and...
Oh, there was one funny moment. You know when Lorianne came in and she was like, "You are so loud," like, to the mums.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you heard them over, like, your shouting and your, like, dance things. They must have been loud, you know? They always are. But I love that they got shouted out, like, "You're loud." Like,
And she even said, "Now I understand, like, what Abby has to go through." I was like, wow.
Step in again. Like,
oh, and that was the moment. What happened? Did they say?
Wait, was it Studio 19, or is that the wrong dance studio? I don't know. Hold up.
But she was dancing.
I think
dancing
it might have been Studio... Is that where she was dancing in this episode, or no?
No, she was dancing in...
But it was Studio 19. Oh. It was... Leslie said that it's Kendall's old dance studio.
Oh, okay.
That she was dancing at for, like, 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Well, at least she's back at
2-3 years. I don't know how long it's been.
Yeah, I could some. She said
I want to say 2 years.
And then some of the other girls were like
3 years.
3 years. So right. It's between there.
Yeah.
So it's been a
while. Well, it might have been four. It might be like 3.5. Pushing 3.5 now since
she left.
Well, since this was filmed in February.
Right. Mm. I thought it was cute that they had, like, a moment out of the dance studio, the kids, and they got hot chocolate and...
Oh, yeah, that was...
I thought that was adorable. Chocolate.
Yeah.
That was
I
really
felt bad
cute.
For Cameron not being included, though.
I know.
I was like, oh, poor Cameron. Because she's, like, their age and stuff, too. include your other friend.
They should do that more often, though. Have them kind of talk.
They have videos on YouTube.
Of them talking?
Where they have one where, like, all the girls went to get ice cream together on the Lifetime YouTube channel.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check
it's
that
super
out.
Cute. Oh, it, like, shows their friendship outside the studio, and they have, like, one where they're, like, making cookies or something. Cookies Ooh. Or cupcakes.
I know, because I feel like on the show, they're all kind of, like, they have to be competitive, too.
They're serious.
You know?
Oh,
yeah, they're very serious.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to see how they all, like, interact
the
with
real
each
life
other.
Mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
And real, like, life mode and not serious
I
mode.
Feel like Camille is kind of out of it a little bit as well. You know, with the mums.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
She was saying something about,
she always is.
When Lorianne came in and went, "I don't know if I can teach this girl." Like,
she's not good.
She's not,
I feel bad.
I
did not pick on her and and her mom.
Yeah.
And they're, like, the least... They're not the people who cause the least drama on the team.
And then Stacey threw her out of, like, out on the bus and was like, "Oh, well, she said that if Cameron was, like, not here or something, that she would have, like, been a star by now." And that's when Miss Gibson came in and was like, "She's, you know, not that good."
I mean, she's not.
And I was like, "She's good.
She's good.
She has room for improvement. She runs in every day and she's like, she's works her
out." Yeah.
Yeah, she works.
Like, every dancer has room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
She just
mean
might
that she's
have to work
good.
For it a little more.
Yeah.
Right.
But hopefully, Cameron, prove us wrong in the next episode.
Win,
So any prediction? Let's go into predictions.
Ooh.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Becca?
Yes. More drama with Christy, always. But I don't mind. I'm so happy Christy and Chloe are back. Have I mentioned that yet?
I don't think
like
so.
Like 20
no.
times?
No.
Okay,
I
good.
I don't think you mentioned it at all.
Hey, okay, so I'm happy Christy and Chloe are back. that's, have to get that out of the way since I haven't mentioned it. I think Macy's gonna come through and pull out a win.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I hope Nia pulls out a win too, if they're not in the same category, yeah. Which I don't think they are. But there was the when the minis and Kendall and was it Kendall and Bryn? Go on and Bryn last week. It's Kendall and Bryn.
Yes, I think yeah. It was Kendall and
okay,
Bryn.
Okay, I'm yeah. Like, it's Kendall and Bryn. Yeah, I'm not going insane. Okay, when Kendall and Bryn danced together last week, I was like, wait, why are the minis competing against them? So, yeah. Hopefully they're not in the same category, though. Macy and Nia. Because I want both of them to win their category.
I know, that is true.
And I think both of them have a chance. Based on the attention Gibson is giving.
Yeah.
And so.
Your predictions?
Yeah. So I think, I feel like there's more pressure this time round. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's more excitement. We want to see these dances. Even though we get excited about the dances every week, I feel like these are going to be, like, breakthrough dances. Mm-hmm. And then from here, I just feel like there's definitely going to be more hierarchy, like who's going to be on the pyramid at the top. Like, it could be one of those three now.
Yeah,
you know, they really could bring out the cream on top kind of thing. So
yes.
I think that will, you know, that's definitely shaking things up.
I know,
so that's kind of exciting
and drama.
Oh,
definitely
drama.
My prediction is that there's going to be still so much drama with Christy and Jill
always.
And
yeah. Will they ever get along?
No. Maybe not. No,
I hope so. For the sake of their
daughters, yeah,
I hope
yeah.
so.
At some point. But I'm also excited to see if Chloe places. You know, because she's competing against them.
I hope so.
It's like,
come on, Chloe.
She, you know, I
it's
really hope,
like,
I know, I hope she does too, but I'm like, I want Nia to place too. I was like, I want Cameron to place too. So it's
right.
like.
In my opinion, I don't think Chloe has lost like that skill she has. She's still like so graceful
yeah.
and
yeah.
the lines are there.
I think they're just building up the
her
pressure.
Dance is incredible.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I feel like there will be drama if she places or if she beats like one of the ALDC dancers.
Ooh. Or if their group dance wins against ALDC.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
oh yeah.
I feel like it will.
I feel
yeah.
like it will
it
as
just,
well.
It just feels way more exciting. Like yeah. they got the minis with these like what was it they had, like?
Oh,
the leashes.
Yeah,
the
leashes.
I was like, why do they have leashes?
Right. So, I think they've got more, you know, going on there.
They yeah. also didn't look like leashes, and I was really confused for a second. I was like, what?
And I was like, why are they
are they okay?
That? But like, also, like, what if the group dance doesn't win, and then that's when Miss Gibson's like, you know what? No.
Bye.
Because she said, it's my reputation on the line. So it's like, if she doesn't win, then that's her reputation.
Mm.
So. I think it might not win.
Really?
Based on that.
Ooh.
Do you think it'll win?
I think it will. I think, I don't know. I think there's definitely going to be that, like, it's going to be a close call,
yeah.
I would say. I wouldn't say it was like a plain sailing. I don't think it's going to be like, oh, they're better.
Exactly.
I think it's going to be like, who is it going
to
be?
I have to see it.
We have to see it. You want it to end.
I know. Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
Chloe and Christy, you're back.
I know.
Chloe
back.
Just needs to come back in
forever.
To the ALDC team.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm going to call them the ALDC team and not the ALDC.
Right.
ALDC.
Just the ALDC team.
I just think it depends on Abby, though. I mean, will Abby allow it?
I know. Or will she even be able to
I
allow it before
she not,
your
yeah.
Cheryl Burke is coming to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Based on Leslie T's comment.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No?
No, I don't think that's a true prediction.
No.
It doesn't count, Becca.
Wait, does it not count because I've seen pictures and stuff?
Are you psychic?
I'm pretty sure I'm psychic.
I think you're probably psychic.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure everyone who watches Dance Moms is in some form psychic because they know that Cheryl Burke is coming to the show.
Yeah, and that Chloe's going to dance with all of them.
Yeah, and then Chloe's going to dance with all of them again. Spoiler.
Yep. See? Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
If you didn't know that, follow all the girls on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And
the proof is there.
Yeah. You'll believe us. It's not actually a spoiler, really,
to
be honest.
Yeah, if it's out there in the world.
It's kind of a spoiler, but I guess... I'm going to start talking.
Well, I think that wraps up today's show. Thank you guys for watching. Where can you find my lovely co-host?
Woo! You can find me at Nicola Finn pretty much anywhere, Twitter, Instagram, and that's it.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And I'm Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS. And don't forget to like and subscribe to AfterBuzz TV and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. So I'll see you guys next week. Bye. Thanks.
Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect
from
the views
executive
of
producers
TV
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.